Tracy, okay.
Let the next person speak, please.
Okay, Lydia?
Yeah. So what I was going to say was that this motion just reeks of an attempt to try to create, turn Pacifica into some kind of a cult of folks that there would be always one group that would decide the punitive nature of assessing the conduct and so forth of another member. We have sound legal advice on this from professionals whose practice, in the case of Ben, is employment law. This goes into very dangerous territory. We already have been drowning in litigation. The fact that this is even on the agenda is appalling to me. It's just basic common sense. But Pacifica was never envisioned to be a religion or a cult or anything of that sort. Quite the contrary, it's supposed to be expansive and open to freedom of expression, free speech, and there are laws that protect us from real crimes that can be invoked, and the bylaws are clear. The standard to get someone off the board is actually very minimal, more so than any other organization that I know of. So this is an outrageous motion. I urge everyone to vote against it if you really are committed to the well-being of Pacifica, and let's get back to the real business of governance in Pacifica.
Okay, thank you. Kathy?
I'm on this.
Okay. So let's go ahead and vote then.
Am I not going to be able to speak?
Not unless you want to move to extend time.
All right, no, that's all right.
I mean, you are next on the stack if you want to make that motion.
No, we can vote. I'm not, you know, I have something to say, but I think people know where I stand in support of the motion.
Okay. All right. Afia, can you call the roll, or do we need John to do that? Afia? Okay, well, I don't hear Afia, but can you do that for us, John Gary, please, our recording secretary? So a yes vote, we first need to vote on the substitute. So a yes vote will mean we will make the substitution, and the substitution would become the main motion. So if you support that, then vote yes. And then we'll have a second vote, either way that goes, on the main motion, either the substituted or the original version. So for now, right now we're voting on the substitute.
Jane Aaron.
Yes.
Bill.
Ivan.
This is Revlin, just with a question of procedure. If the substitute motion was tabled, do we have to vote to untable it too?
They're both off the table. The untabling took care of both of them.
Okay, thank you.
Ivan Alcime.
Ivan. Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen.
I vote yes.
Mia Bediaco.
No.
Leslie Bethune.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Revlon Gold.
Oh.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Mathia Nongaza. Afia, how do you vote? Laura,
I can't hear you, Afia.
Laura, finish that now.
I'm sorry, This is Afia. Did you hear my answer?
No, I'm sorry, I did not hear your vote.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I voted no.
Thank you. Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed, how do you?
Yes.
Marcel Reed passes. George Ryder.
Yes.
Stacy Rosenberg.
Hi, sorry. I was on mute. I vote yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Marcel Reed, how do you vote?
No.
All right, the yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Excuse me, did you call Summer? Is Summer on the call yet? Summer Reese?
I did not call Summer.
I don't know if she is, but.
You would have heard her.
The yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The no votes are one.
Hold on. I think Summer's on the call.
Wait.
Hello.
No, we're in the middle of a count.
I'm not bidding you again.
Hello.
Well, if that's you, Summer, go ahead and vote.
No, we're in the count now.
The count has not been announced yet.
Hi, this is Summer. I wanted to vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Summer Reese votes yes. The yes votes now are 11. To continue with the no votes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 yes, 10 no's, 0 abstentions. Motion passes.
Thank you. For the record, I would have voted yes to break the tie, so it would have passed even without Summer. So, thank you.
Chair,
yes, Reverend?
You said it would have passed without Summer, but I just think that without the benefit of any of the discussion, I don't know how long Summer's been on the call, but I mean, it just seems like, it just seems very unfair.
Yeah, they don't care. They got the law on their side.
With all due consideration, could we call the orders of the day and go on to the next vote?
We're out of filibuster. Thank you, Ken. That's what I was going to say. We're out of time anyway on this, and the next item on the agenda is
that's the called coordinating filibuster.
Committee. Don't we have the main motion?
The main motion.
Thank you, Lydia. Right, we need to vote on that. So, the substitution has been made. So, we have to vote on this again. So if you support the substituted motion, what we just voted yes on, then vote yes again. If you do not want that, then vote no. So go ahead, John.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Ivan Alsame.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Nia Beriaco.
No, this thing has been wrong from start to finish.
Wesley Bethune.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Lydia Persson.
No.
Bill Crozier.
Well, I'll pass unless you need me.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Reverend Gold.
I'll pass.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Asiya Wangaraja.
No.
Laura Privis.
No.
Summer Reese. Are you chairing or?
She's supposed to just be voting right now.
I'm still chairing. If she's still on. She can continue after you finish this motion, but I'm still chairing.
All right. Summaries, how do you vote, please?
Oh, she's off the call now.
Marcel Reed.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Shame.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Tracy Rosenberg, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Hello, this is Turner. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello? Did you get my vote?
Did you get my vote?
We didn't hear you.
Yeah, there were two people.
That was the
yes.
Somebody else is saying.
I've heard every vote that I've called.
Can you vote? Hear me or not?
Okay, I'm hearing too many people speak. Summaries, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going back for the passes now.
Thank you.
Revlon Gold, how do you vote?
No.
George Ryder, how do you vote?
Abstain.
And Crozier is still chairing, correct?
Yeah, I can vote if there's a tie.
Okay, so...
did you get my vote, by the chance?
Is that Andrew Turner?
Yeah, I voted no on this.
Correct, I have your vote. I have your vote.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the no votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there is
chair votes, yes.
One abstention. The chair votes yes, is that what I heard?
That's correct.
The chair votes yes. Count is now 11, 10, 1. Motion carries.
Bill, this is Nia.
Okay, thank you. Nia?
I would like for the record again, this motion take off the table is out of order based on Robert's Rules, Section 17, lines 14 through 19. That's what I'd like for the record.
Okay.
And a motion to rescind.
Okay, so you're putting in a intent to rescind. All right, thank you.
Two orders. Based on Robert's Rule, Section 17, line 14 through 19, and a motion to rescind. It was already out of order, but this is what this rule board wanted to do. I'll do the rescind.
Okay. You got that for the minutes, John? No, I think I hear you typing. Okay, next.
Point of information.
Is that Kathy?
Yes. I seem to remember at the PNB in-person meeting, I put in a motion to rescind, and I was refused because I hadn't voted for the motion. So I'd like to have a reading on that. Which is the case?
This is Lydia.
Well, I was going to ask George. I think he's really familiar with this.
There's a difference between a motion to rescind and a motion to reconsider. A motion can be noticed at any time, and it comes before the floor as a new motion. A motion to reconsider has to be made by somebody who voted with the side that prevailed. And it has to. There's a time limit on when that can be done and when it can be reconsidered.
I know what I'm doing. It's a motion to rescind. I didn't say reconsider. Rescind.
Yep. Right. Did that answer your question, though, Kathy?
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Okay. Well, Kathy, did that answer your question?
No, I didn't see that ruling take place when I made the same request, so I'm not understanding, but I accept it.
Okay. So it's okay for Nita to issue a notice to rescind. And Carolyn, go ahead.
I'm so sorry, but I got knocked off the call just as you were about to announce the final vote. Could you tell me
it passed.
Again?
The substitute passed, and then the substituted motion passed.
And the vote count was, please?
It was it's a tie of 10 to 10, and I voted to break the tie. So
thank you very much.
It was 11 to 10.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, next item on the agenda is coordinating committee. We have two motions from there. It's on the agenda. First is the January 31st PNB meeting. I'll just read it short. Coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that it set January 31st for a PNB meeting to seat new directors and that this meeting shall be by teleconference. And I won't say anything about it since I'm chairing this meeting. It doesn't require a second. It came from the committee. No, 10-minute limit. Debate. Any discussion?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Okay, so I'm one of the people that voted to postpone the in-person meeting because the chair mentioned the technical difficulties, blah, blah. But I, having listened to the audio, I made it very clear that in no way did I understand this to be a postponing of the seating of directors, primarily driven for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that the term of a director shall be 1 year. So we can get no business done between now and the February, third week in February, because every single director, this is not about being termed out. Everybody's termed out. It says clearly, Article 5, Section 2, the term of a director shall be 1 year, period. So for that reason, also, of course, it's ceremonial, the seating, whereas once people are elected according to both California Corporations Code, unless the articles or bylaws otherwise provide, each director, including a director elected to fill a vacancy, shall hold office until the expiration of the term, which is 1 year, for which elected, and until a successor has been elected, which will be true by the 31st. The other issue is Robert's Rules says even if there is a formal installation ceremony prescribed, failure to hold it does not affect the time at which the new officers assume office. Again, period. So, unless we don't want to meet between now and the end of February, we really need to make this and stick to the bylaws, have it January 31st, so that people are not shorted their terms for which they are elected. We can't stay on beyond a year, no one on the board, whether you're termed out or not. We're all termed out January 31st. And the newly elected would be cut off time from their term.
Just point of clarification.
Okay,
I'm not
trouble.
I did not start at the beginning of the year.
Alex on the stack.
Thank you. All right. And are you watching the time for us, Revelin?
I'm sorry?
Are you watching the time for us still?
Kathy on the stack, please.
Have we begun this 10-minute thing now?
Well, this is a 10 minutes for this whole thing and 90 seconds for each person to speak.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. I think we started about 3 minutes ago. Alex? And who else after Alex?
Kathy, I'll come back.
Kathy. All right, if we're going by the bylaws specifically say that the new board is seated at the first in-person meeting. It's true, it also says that it assumes, rather, that in-person meeting is in January, and under normal circumstances, it would have been in January. But it does say that the seating takes place at the first in-person meeting. There is some ambiguity, granted, in the way the bylaws define that. But when we say a director is up for a year, that year has a little bit of flexibility. There's virtually nobody here serves for exactly 365 days. It may be a week less or a week more, or a month less or a month more. There's a little bit of flexibility to that year of a director's term. And furthermore, we have lots of precedents for seating directors very late in their term. I recall after the 2007 election, the new directors of WBAI were not seated till April sometime. That was granted a very unusual situation, but it's not as if we've never gone down this road before. This the seating arrangement for this year is really not that drastic. It's just 2 or 3 weeks late. And given that we are facing crisis after crisis in the foundation, I think it would be irresponsible to simply shut down operations, which is exactly what would happen if a new board was seated who don't know each other, don't have any structure in place. We're going to shut down operations for 3 weeks until the in-person meeting. Why? What's to be gained by that? It would be irresponsible for us to do that.
Okay, thank you. Kevin?
Well, Alex already made the point I was going to make about being seated late on the PNB. If we were going to go by strict rules, I won't time out actually until April. But so that was my point. So,
okay, thank you. Anybody else for the stack?
Yeah.
If not, we can go ahead and vote on it. Okay, John, you want to call roll for us, please? So a yes vote is in favor of this motion to set January 31st date for a PNB meeting to seat new directors, and that this meeting shall be by teleconference. Vote yes if you support that. Vote no if you do not.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Ivan Alsame.
No.
Teresa Allen.
Tell me again. Tell me that a yes is for...
A yes supports the motion to set a January 31st PNB meeting to seat new directors, and that this meeting shall be by teleconference.
I say no.
Nia Beriaco.
Yes.
Leslie Bassoon.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Lydia Persaud.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Reverend Gold.
No.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, a yes vote is...
A yes vote is in favor of the motion as it is on the agenda. According to committee recommends to the PNB that it set January 31st for a PNB meeting to seat new directors, and that this meeting shall be by teleconference. Yes vote is supports that. No votes does not.
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Ali Lexa.
No.
Rafia Wangaza.
Yes.
Laura Privis.
Yes.
Laura Privis votes yes. Summer Reed.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, no.
Thank you.
Reed Thank votes. You.
Marcel Reed.
Abstain.
Reed abstain. George Ryder. Tracy Rosenberg.
I vote no.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay. George Ryder, how do you vote?
By the way, I hear background talking. If somebody's in a room with other people, please mute yourself.
George Ryder passed. How do you vote?
I vote no.
Thank you. Okay. The yes votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The no votes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And there are two abstentions. So the count is 7-12-2, motion fails.
Okay, thank you, John. Summer, did you want to continue? Did you want to chair now? I forgot to ask you that earlier. Guess not. Okay.
Bill, Summer is still involved at a meeting at WBAI, and I'm in and out of
okay.
it myself.
Okay. Well, our next motion from the next motion from the courting committee is about, well, it's motion two. It says that the program committee be reestablished as a committee and should be populated as described in the bylaws under the programming standing committee. And the reason for this was that there was a bylaws amendment passed that removed it from the list of standing committees. This would sort of have the same effect to basically reconstitute it as a committee, and the other option would have been as a task force. And
this is George. I'd like to speak to this.
Okay, and I'll let other people speak. Okay, go ahead, George.
I support this. The programming committee does, in fact, have a central function in the operation. It requires having people from the LSBs who are somehow designated by the LSBs to be on the committee. I can't see how a serious discussion of programming go on with whoever wanted to show up. It would have no force. And we really haven't had that big a problem with I've been chairing the committee, and we haven't had that big a problem with making quorum. We missed it a few times by one vote, but that's not a good enough reason to not do it. So I certainly want to support reinstating this as a standing committee.
Alex?
Okay, thank you. Alex, go ahead.
I guess I support this, although I'm not terribly opposed to seeing the programming committee as a task force. It's simply a matter of which method will work better to get a programming committee working. There is a problem in making quorum. It has made quorum, I don't know what the statistics are. There's been times when it hasn't. I'm one of those people responsible for not making quorum, I admit it, because I'm just too tied up with other things. But if George feels that there are enough committed people from the LSBs to attend these meetings, then by all means, yeah, sure, let's make it a committee again.
Ken to the stack.
Okay, thank you. Ken, go ahead.
I don't understand. Made the point of the first thing is a point of information. If we just pass the bylaw excluding this from a standing committee, why are we trying to override a bylaw with a motion in the PNB? It's a bylaw. The bylaw just excluded this as a standing committee. Now we're trying to override the bylaw and make it a standing committee? I don't understand that. That would seem out of order.
Not a standing committee. Not a standing committee. It would be like personnel or elections or some of the others that are not specified in the bylaws as standing committees. And if they had trouble reaching quorum, for example, had a chronic problem, the PNB could reestablish them as a task force, for example, without having to get a bylaws amendment. But for now, it's just being reestablished as a committee.
Okay.
Not so-called standing committee for the bylaws, but it would function the same as other committees.
Well, then, however we vote on it, I would vote against it because I haven't seen anything productive come out of the programming committee except a lot of fluff and bureaucratic stuff that would just eat up people's time. It seems to be a committee of self-importance that thinks it can govern what goes on the air, and, you know, people are going to get mad at me for interfering with their right to spend time talking.
Point of order,
Anyhow, so I'm just voting. I just want to say, I would vote against it. It should function as a task force until it becomes more organized and effective.
Okay. Other anybody else for the stack? How much time do we have?
Teresa. Teresa for the stack.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Teresa, and then if Revelyn can look up how much time we have, that'd be great.
I must say that with George's organization, I feel that this has been one of the more productive committees this year, and I hope that you will continue on it. But I find that too many people are on these standing committees from a sense of obligation rather than really a sense of wanting to contribute. And I don't want any committee staff or PAC just from obligation or I just have a feeling that if we get rid of I find affiliate task force to be tremendously productive, and I would like the same for this committee. And I think there's just a fear of being a task force that's less than whole, and I say try it as a task force and see how productive it can be. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else for this stack?
This is Lydia.
We're out of time for this committee, but Revelin, how much time do we have? I think we only had 10 minutes for the whole committee. Was that correct?
We have, we have 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Was that Lydia?
Yes.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
I think the people who run for the program committee are interested in programming. I think that there's always some people that fall away and blah, 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 you know, from the local level and so forth. But in terms of the fact that we are a radio network and not to have a standing committee about programming is crazy. There were times when we had a programming committee that took on some excellent and wonderful proposals having to do with the Commons license and having to do with, all kinds of forward-looking proposals that had the national board been more sophisticated and more with it, shall I say, they would have jumped on it and we wouldn't be trying to catch up like we are. You know, oh my goodness, we have a nap now and whatever, 10 years late, but there we are. And when you have a programming committee that is forward-looking, then they can bring that element to the national board to move the entire foundation at a time when we're in a dire situation and need to look at things. This does not mean imposing on the individual stations and blah, 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 and their individual regional needs and that type of thing. But there are some global issues that we have to grapple with on a national basis, and the programming committee should remain standing. Should remain a committee. I will be voting yes.
Time.
Okay, thank you. So I guess we're at time, sir. Are there objections to this motion? Sounds like maybe there were, but I'll ask. Any objections to passing the motion? Hearing none, and the motion's approved. Thank you.
I object.
Oh, okay. Is that Kim? All right. I thought you were going to do, but I wasn't sure. All right. Can you call the roll then, please? That was not me.
That was not Ken. I did not object.
Oh, it's somebody else. Okay. Are you able to call the roll now, Fia?
Who objected?
Yes, I can call the roll.
Okay, well, let me ask. That's a good question. Who objected? I thought I heard somebody object, but I wasn't sure.
This is Ali. I object. Didn't we just pass a bylaw amendment to take this out of committee?
The bylaws amendment keeps it from being a, quote, standing committee.
Uh-huh.
But now, this motion would have the effect of setting it up as just a committee, like elections or personnel that are not listed in the bylaws.
Thank you.
So... Okay. Go ahead and call the roll in if you can, please, Sophia.
A point of information before we start. Can I ask a point of information?
Okay, Teresa? Yeah, it's a point of information.
As a regular committee, can they determine the terms of...
You need to speak up some. It's hard to hear.
I'm sorry. I just walked to close the door so wouldn't hear me projecting. As a... committee, do they determine how many people are on it and how they vote, for example? Like personnel is like one person from each of the...
Well, the motion says it should be populated as described in the bylaws under the programming standing committee. So it would be back the way it was in terms of who's on it, number of people.
point of information.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Was that Kathy with a point of information?
Yes. So, does this motion return it to the status of a standing committee?
No.
Well, not standing. It really is acts the same as a committee, but it's not standing as per the bylaws. So
the
difference is that the PNB could at some later time change it, for example, into a task force if they had trouble reaching quorum or for whatever other reasons. Or they could change the way it's the number of people on it, I suppose. But that's not what this motion says.
I have another question, if I may. So if we don't vote, will the programming committee even exist?
No, not until somebody brings something up.
So at the moment, it's not either a task force or a committee?
I guess that's right.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, a motion could be brought up later, though, but... Okay. Sophia, can you call the roll then, please?
Is there no longer an objection?
Well, okay, good question.
No, there is an objection, yes.
Holly objected, I believe.
Can Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alcimer? Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen?
No.
Nia Vediaco?
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary, but I stepped away. What are we voting on? Sorry.
This is motion two from the programming committee, the one to reestablish the programming committee. A program committee?
As a programming committee, yes. I say yes. Thank you.
Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Colin Burden?
I'm going to abstain.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Hey, Reverend Heather Gray.
Hello? Yes.
What?
Didn't call me. This is Evelyn. I wrote for the committee.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Holly Lexus.
No.
Ishia Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Can't hear you, Summer. Marcel Reese?
Yes.
George Ida?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan.
Still can't hear me.
Now I can hear you. How do you vote?
That wasn't Dan.
What do you mean it wasn't Dan? Who was Dan? I didn't get your vote, Dan.
Sophia, this is Lydia. Did you call my name?
Yes, I did. Didn't you not vote yes?
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know what to do about Dan. One, two, three.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I vote yes.
Thank
Sorry
you.
About that.
No problem. One, two, three, four, five,
6. Oh, wait a minute. Alvin, Ivan, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Ivan. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 no's, and 2 abstentions. 2 abstentions.
Okay, sorry, so I was muted. Thank you. So the motion is approved. Next, we have Programming Committee. George?
Okay.
I think Motion 1 is moot now. Is that correct?
Motion 1 is moot. It's just moot. Let's just go on to Motion 2. This is a motion that rescinds the motion earlier passed requiring $5 of Spanish language programming on all stations and establishes a task force to investigate and recommend means of serving non-English language speakers. It was passed 7-0 on the committee. The sense was that while the original motion was intended to access that population of people, it hadn't worked. The stations weren't doing it, and for some good reasons. And that we needed to put in place a task force to see how it could be done better. That was the sense of it, and I recommend, I also voted for it, and I recommend supporting the motion to rescind.
This is Lydia. I'm confused.
It passed without objection in the committee, did you say?
It did, yes.
Okay. All right, Lydia?
Are we on the Arbitron motion? Isn't that the next thing on the agenda?
No,
yes, it is.
Arbitron motion is moved.
Yeah, it has a deadline of December 31st for the court action. And the sense of the motion was that until December 31st, Pacifica should not use Arbitrons. It never came to the floor in that period of time. And it's past that time now, so it really is moot. There's nothing to be done with.
Well,
the issue is not moot. I mean, the question, but I don't know what happened in the court. The court was supposed to remedy the deficiencies, or Arbitron was to come to the court with a remedy for the deficiencies in representation of minorities. I don't know what happened with that.
Okay, Lydia, why don't we finish with
Lydia
motion two, and then we can come
on
back
that
to that
point.
Lydia, since we already have motion two on the floor, come back to that if you want.
I mean, you jumped an agenda item.
No, I asked for
you jumped.
Yes.
No, the next, look at your agenda. The next thing
you
want to
do is we have a dialogue instead of just going back and forth.
Okay, Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Can you clarify, Lydia, what you're talking about?
The chair just said it wasn't moved. It's the next item on the agenda. I'm looking at it. Motion one is Arbitron. George said that he doesn't know what happened, therefore it's not moot. I say that we keep it on the agenda until we find out what the court did. Otherwise, you can't just ignore what the programming committee decided. We don't know if the court came to a decision to correct the sampling bias.
Okay. Can we come back
point
to that?
Point of order here, Carolyn, please.
Okay, hold on a second, Carol. But can we come back to it, Lydia? I mean, we have
I'm done. That was all.
Your pardon?
Point of order, please.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, we had this item. Lydia must have been off the call. We dealt with it, and we moved on to the next item.
I'll let Lydia bring it
now.
Up.
It's out of order, and I'd like to move on with it. If we can go back to it, that's fine.
I was done. I said just keep it on the agenda. It's not moot.
Carol, let's finish with motion two, and then we'll hear what Lydia has to say about motion one, if there's more. Is that okay?
It hasn't been put on the floor yet. I mean, I decided myself that I thought it was moot. We can certainly put it on the floor and have a discussion about that.
Okay, but since motion two is on the floor right now, let's Can we finish with that?
And people need to stay on the call and pay attention, please.
Yeah, we have a 10-minute time limit.
Read the agenda, Carolyn.
We should get through it. Okay. Any other discussion on motion two? Programming for non-English speakers.
On motion two? Yeah, I've got plenty to say.
Okay.
Yeah, Carolyn, please, on the
set. Lydia and then Carolyn.
Okay. Where is the timekeeper setting the time for? It started at 10:17 and it's now 10:21. So where are we? What are we?
We have
still
27 minutes after the hour
mm-hmm.
for this motion. 10 minutes total.
Okay.
Okay, I have Lydia, Carolyn, Alex, and did you want to be on the stack, Revlon?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so this is a motion that has passed the Pacifica National Board twice over a period of 2005. There has not been a will by the minority of those boards, obviously, to see to it that its executive director implements this or that it's any of its general managers implement this policy. We are lagging behind the entire country. I guess everyone has been in a cave and did not know that the Spanish language population is growing by leaps and bounds. People are learning to speak Spanish in order to tune in to Spanish language media. And it is the only growing sector of radio that is growing. It's the only one. English is going down the tube. So, of course, Pacifica is going to try to defeat this and rescind it. I will tell you that if this motion to rescind passes, I will bring it up in another incarnation in February. But it is appalling to me that the Pacifica board would work so hard against its own obvious interest. Needless to say, I will be voting no on this motion.
Teresa for the stack.
Ken to the stack.
Okay. Carolyn, Alex, Revlon, Teresa, and Ken. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I do think that Pacifica needs to address the question of second language programming. And I think that the question of Spanish language programming really needs to be addressed first in those areas where Spanish language is if not dominant, close to it, and those individual stations. I think to make a blanket ruling like this about one language for the entire foundation is counterproductive. But I do think we should establish a task force or some way of examining how we are going to address the second language needs of all of our communities. New York has tremendous needs that have not been met, and Spanish is only one of them. So I would like to, I'll vote against this because of the way it's structured, but I think that I'd be happy to work with Lydia on bringing up a motion that really addressed this in a serious way that did not ignore the other language needs and did not ignore the fact that some stations have greater Spanish language populations than others. So I'm going to vote against this with the hope that we can improve on it and bring out a much better motion in the next incarnation of the board. Thank you.
Okay, and just encourage everybody to read the words of the motion, make sure they're clear what it says. Alex?
I certainly agree with Lydia's observation that Spanish programming is a growing area of the broadcast band, and it is something we need to be much more involved in. I just don't think this is a very good solution. It's very poorly thought out. One size does not fit all, and imposing a blanket ruling like this on every single station, regardless of their particular circumstances, just makes no sense, either from a programming point of view, from a business point of view, from the point of view of fulfilling the Pacific Commission. I would rather see a much more flexible approach. And think about it. What do the major broadcasters do? They're looking at the same statistics of a growing Hispanic population as we are. Are they terminating their English language programming in the middle of the day
putting on 5 hours of Spanish language programming and then going back to English? I don't think so. What they are doing is buying up stations that broadcast in Spanish. And that's something that maybe we should think about. Well, we could do a mix. It could be bilingual. There could be some Spanish language program. But it has to be done in a skillful way. You can't just impose a blanket formula and think that's going to work. So I just think it's a bad policy that had some very good intentions behind it, but it's just not a well-thought-out policy.
Okay, thank you. Revelo?
Okay, thank you. I do see the need for the Spanish language program. I'm going to say that first. I agree with some of the sentiment that it cannot be applied to all stations equally because, the ground isn't the same on all stations. You know, it's like different kinds of soil, okay? And so I think that rather than saying go back to the drawing board, what we need to do is to establish committees at each station to figure out the best way to do this. And at WPFW, we thought about it and came up with a way, but it was just totally ignored by management. Now, I'm sure that every station can come up with a way that they feel is best rather than going back to the drawing board to say whether or not it should or should not be done. It should be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
And we're at our 10 minutes.
Okay, so we need to go ahead and vote on it unless there's a motion to extend time. Okay, can you call the roll then, please, Sophia? And let me read the motion so everybody's clear. The PNB rescinds the motion requiring 5 hours of Spanish language programming on all stations and establishes a task force to investigate and recommend means of serving non-English language speakers. So if you're in favor of that, vote yes. If you're opposed to it, vote no.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Altame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Mia Bediako?
Nope, just ask the Republicans.
Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
No. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reverend Gold?
No.
Teddy Gray?
Yes.
Neville Johnson?
No.
Molly Lexis?
Yes.
You see when Gaza votes no. Mark Priebus?
No.
Can't hear you, Laura.
I said no.
I believe she voted no.
Thank you. Summer Reese? Hey, Summer. Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel?
No.
Mark Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Wesley Bethune? Can't hear you, Wesley. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
George, vote.
How do you vote, Wesley?
No. Did George pass?
No.
No, he didn't pass.
Oh, okay.
I believe. Is that correct, George?
That's correct.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no. And zero abstention.
Chair votes yes.
Vote is today.
Is this a simple majority?
Yes. And actually, I think I only counted 9 no's, but I guess either way, it's approved.
I counted 9 no's as well.
I have 10.
Can you read the no's, please? Just for the record.
Nia Bediako, Wesley Bethune, Lydia Brisson.
No, Wesley wasn't on the... He didn't answer, I don't believe.
Wesley didn't vote.
I thought I heard him
say... You didn't vote.
No, that was me. That was not Wesley, and I didn't vote no.
Is Wesley, are you still on the line?
Yes, I lost you for a minute, but I'm here. I'm just going to abstain since I missed the vote.
Okay. Okay, so one abstention and 9 no's.
Okay, so the motion's approved. Okay, Lydia, you wanted to... What did you want to say about motion 1 that we were assumed was moot?
Well, first of all, I'm going to notice a new motion regarding Spanish language programming for the in-person meeting.
I object to a general notice like that. You have to make the motion.
It's okay, Ken. It's all right.
No. It would be like if I noticed a motion about model airplanes.
Okay, let Lydia finish, and then you can raise a point of order if you want.
Well, he will have to send some citation because this has always been, I'm noticing a motion to include 5 hours of Spanish language programming on all the stations. That's the subject matter, that is not the content.
Point of order.
Good. I accept that.
Okay, anybody can submit a motion. That's fine, Ken. She has the right to do that. Okay, did you want to say something about Arbitron?
Regarding the Arbitron, number one, I wanted to know how much are we paying
for
Arbitron?
There was a point of order. Somebody called a point of order before we go on to motion one. I heard Tracy call a point of order.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Thank you.
I did, but it got addressed, so carry on.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Lydia.
Arbitron, I'd like to know how much the network is paying for Arbitron, and that I ask that the motion remain on the agenda until we find out, which is the crux of the motion, until we find out what happened in the court, whether they were mandated to correct their bias, very similar to the board. But anyway. So I say it is not moot. It needs to remain on the agenda until we find out the nature of what happened. And I would also like someone to answer how much are we paying for the Arbitron network-wide.
And Reverend,
okay, thank you. So there's an objection to just keeping it on the agenda for next time. I don't think we need to tie up time on that now because we don't have the answers that Lydia was talking about.
Oh, nobody knows? George might know. It's his committee, right?
Yeah, it is. I asked someone on the committee to get the information for me who was most interested in it, and he hasn't gotten back to me, and I don't even know what court it's in, so I couldn't, I don't have the information.
Okay.
This is
well, maybe the committee can report back.
Okay, may I ask a question? This is Revelin. What is Arbitron?
It's a service that...
No, I haven't asked a question yet.
Oh. What was your question?
I know what our... Is that all right? Okay.
Go ahead, Roland.